This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In my clinic, the most asked question this week has been whether there are health risks to Americans from the radiation emitted from the nuclear power plant in Fukushima province. The answer is that health risks to Americans are very low. However, the risks to the Japanese are going to be much higher, although how high, it's too early to say. Unfortunately, this is the same nation that 65 years ago had to endure the world's most extensive exposure to radiation following the bombing at Nagasaki and Hiroshima. It's still unclear how much radiation has been released this week, partially because of caution on the part of the Japanese government, and partially because scientists just won't know for several more weeks. At times, it seems that we humans are incapable of learning important lessons. One of those lessons is that it's government's role to protect the people and the environment, and it seems that industry has taken on the role of making money at all costs. Certainly, industry isn't responsible for earthquakes or tsunamis, but they are responsible for poor engineering and poor safety planning. Scientists have been cautioning us about the dangers of nuclear power for years, while at the very same time, industry insiders, speaking to the press even this week, still insist that nuclear power is totally safe. They claim the Japanese experience is a freak accident. Well, have they forgotten Three Mile Island and Chernobyl? It seems to me that once you get past one instance, and certainly by the time you get to three instances, you leave freak accident status and move to real possibility status. Industry spokesmen told us that drilling in the Gulf of Mexico was extremely low risk. And they're still saying the same thing even after the BP oil disaster. Who pays for industry's ignorance and greed? We, the public, with our taxes and eventually with our health. One thing I've learned and relearned is that business just can't be self-regulating. This is true for oil rig operators, mining operators, nuclear power plant operators, hospitals, and even doctors. The drive for profit often runs counter to what's in the public's best interest. This is where government comes in. Capitalism needs heavy checks and balances, regulation to protect the public, and this is government's job. Now is not the time to back away from the importance of government, but rather to protect government's vital role in regulation and create an arm's length between the regulators and the regulated. Hopefully, this is a lesson we can remember. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.